Fifth parak of Ksuvis Mishnah Zayin. Now I read this al-Baila, a woman who refuses to have marital relations with her husband. We deduct from the entitled, the man she's entitled for a ksuva, 7 dinrim per Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Sheva Tal Piyaki. This is a coin which is half the size of a dinner. Yeah. Ad Mosai Hu Poiches, Ad Keneged Suvasa, you deduct from her ksuva till there's nothing left of the ksuva. When there's nothing left from the ksuva, she still does not want to cooperate, then he divorces her without a ksuva. There's nothing we could do to her more than that, because we deducted the whole ksuva. Rabbi Yisrael, no. Loilam Poiches, he doesn't have to divorce her, he could still make a bank account with her. How much negative money she has, so she gets down to zero. We go minus. Shema tipal yush rimokamacher, but maybe she'll get an inheritance, and he will collect from that. In other words, not only would he not give her ksuva, but he could remain married, and he'll be entitled to collect from her yerushas. V'chein bar alisha, the same thing the other way around. If the husband refuses to have marital relations with his wife, v'sifim lal ksuvasa shloisha dinar b'shabbos. We add 3 dinrim per Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara says, where do you get 6? 6 is a half a dinner per day for 6 days a week. We do not collect add-on for Shabbos, so that's considered she's getting paid for Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, a chiddush. Yeah. Okay. He also says that it's not 3 of these larger dinrim coins, but 3 of these smaller tilpiyakim coins.